The Hidden Life of Trees, How They Live and Why They Matter, Peter Wolben, 2016. By Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Hidden Life of Trees, How They Live and Why They Matter, written by Peter Wolben, is a book that explores the complex and fascinating lives of trees. Wolben, a German forester, draws on his experience and knowledge to explain the intricate relationships between trees and their environment. He argues that trees are much more than just wood and paper, but rather living, breathing organisms that are essential to the health of the planet. The book begins by discussing the importance of trees and how they are essential to the health of the planet. Wolben explains how trees are the foundation of the food chain, providing food and shelter for countless species. He also explains how trees are essential for the production of oxygen and how they help to regulate the climate. He then goes on to discuss the complex relationships between trees and their environment, including how they communicate with each other and how they interact with other species. Wolben then delves into the fascinating lives of trees, exploring their growth, reproduction, and death. He explains how trees are able to survive in harsh conditions, and how they are able to adapt to their environment. He also discusses the importance of forests and how they are essential for the health of the planet. He explains how forests are home to countless species, and how they are essential for the production of oxygen and the regulation of the climate. The book also explores the importance of conservation and how humans can help protect forests and the species that inhabit them. Wolben explains how deforestation is a major threat to the planet, and how it can have devastating effects on the environment. He also discusses the importance of sustainable forestry and how it can help to protect forests and the species that inhabit them. The Hidden Life of Trees is an informative and engaging book that explores the complex and fascinating lives of trees. Wolben draws on his experience and knowledge to explain the intricate relationships between trees and their environment, and how they are essential for the health of the planet. He also discusses the importance of conservation and how humans can help protect forests and the species that inhabit them. The book is an essential read for anyone interested in learning more about the hidden lives of trees. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Trees are social creatures. Trees communicate with each other through a network of underground fungi, sending nutrients and warning signals to one another. Trees are incredibly social creatures, and they communicate with each other in ways that we are only just beginning to understand. Through a network of underground fungi, trees can send nutrients and warning signals to one another. This is known as the Wood Wide Web, and it allows trees to share resources and information with each other. For example, if one tree is attacked by a pest, it can send a warning signal to other trees in the area, allowing them to prepare for the attack. This type of communication is essential for the survival of the forest, and it is something that we are only just beginning to understand. The Hidden Life of Trees by Peter Wolben explores this fascinating topic in depth. He explains how trees are able to communicate with each other and how this communication is essential for the health of the forest. He also explains how trees are able to recognize their relatives and how they can even remember past events. This book is a must-read for anyone interested in learning more about the hidden life of trees. Main idea number 2. Trees have memories. Trees can remember past events and use this information to inform their decisions about how to respond to future events. Trees have a remarkable ability to remember past events and use this information to inform their decisions about how to respond to future events. This is known as memory plasticity, and is a key factor in the success of trees in the wild. Trees can remember when they have been attacked by pests or diseases, and will respond differently to similar threats in the future. They can also remember when they have been exposed to extreme weather conditions, and will adjust their growth and development accordingly. Trees can even remember when they have been pruned or trimmed, and will respond differently to similar pruning in the future. The ability of trees to remember past events is an important part of their survival strategy. By remembering past events, trees can adjust their growth and development to better cope with future threats. This memory plasticity also allows trees to adapt to changing environmental conditions, such as changes in temperature, moisture, and light. Trees can also remember when they have been exposed to certain chemicals, and will adjust their growth and development accordingly. The ability of trees to remember past events is an important part of their success in the wild. By remembering past events, trees can adjust their growth and development to better cope with future threats. This memory plasticity also allows trees to adapt to changing environmental conditions, such as changes in temperature, moisture, and light. Trees can also remember when they have been exposed to certain chemicals, and will adjust their growth and development accordingly. Main idea number 3. Trees are resilient. Trees have evolved to survive in a variety of environments, and can adapt to changing conditions. Trees are incredibly resilient organisms. They have evolved to survive in a variety of environments, and can adapt to changing conditions. Trees can survive in extreme temperatures, from the scorching heat of the desert to the frigid cold of the Arctic. They can also survive in a variety of soil types, from nutrient-rich soils to nutrient-poor soils. Trees can even survive in areas with limited water, such as deserts, by using their deep root systems to access water deep underground. Trees can also survive in areas with high levels of air pollution, by using their leaves to filter out pollutants. Trees are also incredibly resilient to disease and pests. They have evolved to develop defenses against a variety of pests and diseases, such as thick bark that can protect them from insect infestations and fungal infections. Trees can also produce chemicals that can repel pests and diseases, and can even produce toxins that can kill pests and diseases. Trees are also incredibly resilient to environmental changes. They can adapt to changes in temperature, soil type, and water availability. Trees can also adapt to changes in light levels, by producing more or less leaves depending on the amount of light available. Trees can also adapt to changes in air quality, by producing more or less leaves depending on the amount of pollutants in the air. Trees are truly remarkable organisms, and their resilience is a testament to their evolutionary success. They have evolved to survive in a variety of environments, and can adapt to changing conditions. Trees are a vital part of our environment, and their resilience is something to be admired and appreciated. Main idea number 4. Trees are essential to the environment. Trees provide food and shelter for animals, help to regulate the climate, and are essential for the health of the planet. Trees are essential to the environment in many ways. They provide food and shelter for animals, help to regulate the climate, and are essential for the health of the planet. Trees absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and release oxygen, which is essential for all living things. They also help to reduce air pollution by trapping dust and other particles. Trees also help to reduce soil erosion by providing a protective layer of roots and leaves that hold the soil in place. In addition, trees provide shade and shelter from the sun, wind, and rain, which helps to regulate temperatures and reduce the risk of flooding. Trees also provide habitats for a variety of wildlife, including birds, insects, and small mammals. Trees also play an important role in the water cycle. They absorb water from the soil and release it into the atmosphere through their leaves, which helps to regulate the amount of water in the environment. Trees also help to reduce the risk of flooding by slowing the flow of water and allowing it to be absorbed into the ground. Finally, trees provide a source of food for humans and animals, as well as a source of wood for building and other uses. Trees are essential to the environment and play a vital role in maintaining the health of the planet. Without them, the environment would be drastically different, and the effects would be felt by all living things. It is important to protect and preserve our forests and to ensure that they remain healthy and vibrant for generations to come. Main idea number 5. Trees are interconnected. Trees are connected to each other through a network of fungi, and can share resources and information with one another. Trees are connected to each other in a variety of ways. Through a network of fungi, trees can share resources and information with one another. This network of fungi, known as the Wood Wide Web, is a complex system of communication between trees. Trees can share nutrients, water, and even defense signals with one another. This interconnectedness allows trees to survive in a variety of conditions and to thrive in their environment. The interconnectedness of trees is an important part of the natural world. Trees are essential for the health of the environment, providing oxygen, sequestering carbon, and providing habitat for wildlife. By understanding the interconnectedness of trees, we can better understand the importance of preserving and protecting forests. The interconnectedness of trees is a fascinating concept, and one that is only beginning to be explored. As we learn more about the Wood Wide Web, we can gain a better understanding of the importance of trees and the role they play in our environment. Main idea number 6. Trees have a hidden life. Trees have complex lives that are often hidden from view, and can be affected by events that occur far away. Trees are living organisms that have a complex life cycle and are deeply connected to their environment. They are constantly interacting with their surroundings, responding to changes in the weather, soil, and other organisms. Trees can be affected by events that occur far away, such as changes in the climate or the introduction of new species. They also have a hidden life of their own, with intricate root systems that can span hundreds of feet and complex communication networks between trees and other organisms. Trees can even remember past events and use this information to inform their decisions about how to respond to future events. By understanding the hidden life of trees, we can better appreciate their importance in our lives and the environment. Trees are essential to the health of our planet, providing oxygen, sequestering carbon, and providing habitat for countless species. They also provide us with food, fuel, and materials for building. Trees are incredibly resilient and can survive in a variety of conditions, but they are also vulnerable to human activities such as deforestation, pollution, and climate change. By understanding the hidden life of trees, we can better protect them and ensure their continued survival. The hidden life of trees is a fascinating and complex subject that is only beginning to be explored. Through careful observation and research, we can gain a deeper understanding of the intricate relationships between trees and their environment. By doing so, we can better appreciate the importance of trees in our lives and the environment, and work to protect them for future generations. Main idea number 7. Trees are sensitive to their environment. Trees can sense changes in their environment and respond accordingly. Trees are incredibly sensitive to their environment. They can sense changes in temperature, light, and moisture levels, and respond accordingly. For example, when temperatures drop, trees will shut down their metabolic processes and enter a state of dormancy. When temperatures rise, they will start to grow and produce new leaves. Trees can also sense changes in light levels, and will adjust their growth patterns accordingly. In the summer, when the days are longer, trees will grow faster and produce more leaves. In the winter, when the days are shorter, they will slow down their growth and conserve energy. Trees also have an incredible ability to sense changes in moisture levels. When the soil is dry, trees will close their stomata, the tiny pores on their leaves, to conserve water. When the soil is wet, they will open their stomata to absorb more water. This ability to sense and respond to changes in their environment is essential for trees to survive and thrive. Main idea number 8. Trees are important for human health. Trees provide oxygen, clean the air, and can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. Trees are essential for human health and well-being. They provide us with oxygen, clean the air, and can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. In his book The Hidden Life of Trees, How They Live and Why They Matter, Peter Wolben explains how trees are connected to each other through a network of underground fungi, and how they communicate with each other through chemical signals. This means that trees can help to protect each other from disease and pests, and can even share resources with each other. Trees also provide us with shade, shelter, and food, and can help to reduce noise pollution. They can also help to reduce the risk of flooding and soil erosion, and can provide habitats for wildlife. In short, trees are essential for our health and well-being, and we should do all we can to protect them. Main idea number 9. Trees can live for centuries. Trees can live for hundreds of years and can be passed down through generations. Trees can live for centuries, and their longevity is a testament to their resilience and strength. Trees can survive through extreme weather conditions, disease, and other environmental factors that would kill other plants. They can also adapt to changing conditions, such as drought or flooding, and can even regenerate after being cut down. Trees can also provide a home for wildlife, and can be a source of food and shelter for many species. In addition, trees can help to reduce air pollution, provide shade, and help to prevent soil erosion. Trees are an important part of our environment, and their long lifespans are a reminder of their importance. Trees can also be passed down through generations, providing a connection to the past. They can be a source of pride and joy for families, and can be a reminder of the history of a place. Trees can also be a source of inspiration, providing a sense of peace and tranquility. They can be a source of comfort and solace, and can be a reminder of the beauty of nature. Trees can live for centuries, and their longevity is a testament to their strength and resilience. They can provide a home for wildlife, reduce air pollution, provide shade, and help to prevent soil erosion. They can also be passed down through generations, providing a connection to the past and a source of pride and joy for families. Trees are an important part of our environment, and their long lifespans are a reminder of their importance. Main idea number 10. Trees are important for the economy. Trees provide timber, food, and other resources that are essential for the economy. Trees are essential for the economy in many ways. Timber is a major source of income for many countries, providing raw materials for construction, furniture, and paper products. Trees also provide food, such as nuts, fruits, and vegetables, which are important sources of nutrition and income for many people. In addition, trees provide a variety of other resources, such as fuel, medicine, and shelter, which are essential for economic development. Finally, trees play an important role in the environment, helping to regulate climate, reduce soil erosion, and protect water sources. All of these benefits make trees an important part of the global economy. The importance of trees to the economy is often overlooked, but their contribution is significant. In addition to providing essential resources, trees also help to create jobs and stimulate economic growth. For example, the timber industry provides employment for millions of people around the world, and the sale of timber products generates billions of dollars in revenue. Similarly, the sale of food and other products derived from trees helps to support local economies. Finally, the environmental benefits of trees, such as reducing soil erosion and protecting water sources, can help to reduce the costs of infrastructure and other services, which can lead to economic growth. Trees are an essential part of the global economy, and their importance should not be underestimated. By providing essential resources, creating jobs, and providing environmental benefits, trees play an important role in the global economy. As such, it is important to ensure that trees are managed sustainably and that their contribution to the economy is recognized and valued. Main idea number 11. Trees are important for biodiversity. Trees provide habitats for a variety of species and are essential for maintaining biodiversity. Trees are essential for maintaining biodiversity. They provide habitats for a variety of species, from birds and mammals to insects and fungi. Trees also provide food and shelter for many species, and are a key part of the food chain. They also help to regulate the climate, providing shade and cooling the air. Trees also help to prevent soil erosion, and can help to reduce air pollution. In addition, trees can help to reduce the risk of flooding by absorbing excess water. Finally, trees can help to improve the quality of life in urban areas by providing green spaces and improving air quality. The importance of trees for biodiversity cannot be overstated. They are essential for the survival of many species and are a key part of the global ecosystem. Without trees, many species would not be able to survive, and the global environment would be significantly impacted. Therefore, it is essential that we protect and conserve our forests and ensure that they remain healthy and diverse. Main idea number 12. Trees can be managed sustainably. Trees can be managed in a way that is sustainable and beneficial for the environment. Trees can be managed sustainably in a variety of ways. One way is to ensure that the number of trees harvested is balanced with the number of trees planted. This helps to maintain the overall health of the forest and prevents it from becoming over-harvested. Additionally, sustainable forestry practices can be used to ensure that the trees are harvested in a way that minimizes damage to the environment. This includes using selective harvesting techniques that only remove certain trees, rather than clear-cutting an entire area. Sustainable forestry also involves replanting trees after harvesting, as well as protecting the soil and water resources in the area. In addition to sustainable forestry practices, trees can also be managed sustainably through the use of conservation measures. This includes protecting trees from disease and pests, as well as preserving the habitats of wildlife that rely on the trees for food and shelter. Additionally, conservation measures can help to ensure that the trees are not over-harvested, as this can lead to a decrease in the overall health of the forest. Finally, conservation measures can also help to ensure that the trees are not harvested in a way that causes damage to the environment. Main idea number 13. Trees can be used to combat climate change. Trees can absorb carbon dioxide and help to reduce the effects of climate change. Trees are an important part of the global climate system, and they can play a major role in combating climate change. Trees absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and store it in their trunks, branches, and leaves. This process, known as carbon sequestration, helps to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which in turn helps to reduce the effects of climate change. Additionally, trees can help to reduce the amount of energy used to heat and cool buildings by providing shade and blocking wind. This can help to reduce the amount of energy used, which in turn reduces the amount of carbon dioxide released into the atmosphere. Trees also help to reduce the amount of water runoff from storms, which can help to reduce flooding and soil erosion. Trees can also help to reduce air pollution by absorbing pollutants from the air. Finally, trees can provide habitat for wildlife, which can help to maintain biodiversity and promote healthy ecosystems. By planting more trees, we can help to reduce the effects of climate change and create a healthier, more sustainable environment. Trees are an important part of the global climate system, and they can play a major role in combating climate change. Main idea number 14. Trees can be used to restore ecosystems. Trees can be used to restore damaged ecosystems and help to protect biodiversity. Trees are essential for the health of ecosystems. They provide food and shelter for wildlife, help to regulate the climate, and protect the soil from erosion. When an ecosystem is damaged, trees can be used to restore it. Planting trees can help to restore the balance of species in an area, providing food and shelter for animals and birds. Trees also help to protect the soil from erosion, and can help to reduce the effects of climate change by absorbing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. By restoring an ecosystem with trees, we can help to protect biodiversity and ensure that the environment remains healthy for future generations. Trees also provide many other benefits to ecosystems. They can help to reduce air pollution by absorbing pollutants from the air, and they can help to reduce water pollution by filtering out pollutants from runoff. Trees also provide shade, which can help to reduce the temperature of an area and reduce the need for air conditioning. Finally, trees can help to reduce noise pollution by absorbing sound waves. Trees are an essential part of any healthy ecosystem, and they can be used to restore damaged ecosystems and help to protect biodiversity. By planting trees, we can help to restore balance to an area and ensure that the environment remains healthy for future generations. Main idea number 15. Trees can be used to reduce flooding. Trees can help to reduce the risk of flooding by absorbing excess water. Trees are an important part of the natural environment, and they can play a key role in reducing the risk of flooding. Trees absorb excess water from the ground, which helps to reduce the amount of water that can accumulate in a given area. This can help to reduce the risk of flooding, as the water is absorbed by the trees before it can reach the surface and cause flooding. Additionally, trees can help to slow the flow of water, which can help to reduce the severity of flooding in an area. Trees also provide shade, which can help to reduce the amount of water that evaporates from the ground, further reducing the risk of flooding. Trees can also help to reduce the risk of flooding by providing a buffer between the ground and the water. Trees act as a barrier, which can help to slow the flow of water and reduce the amount of water that can reach the surface. This can help to reduce the risk of flooding, as the water is absorbed by the trees before it can reach the surface and cause flooding. Additionally, trees can help to reduce the amount of soil erosion that can occur during a flood, as the roots of the trees help to hold the soil in place. Overall, trees can be an important part of reducing the risk of flooding. By absorbing excess water, slowing the flow of water, and providing a buffer between the ground and the water, trees can help to reduce the risk of flooding in an area. Additionally, trees can help to reduce the amount of soil erosion that can occur during a flood, which can help to reduce the severity of flooding in an area. Main idea number 16. Trees can be used to reduce air pollution. Trees can help to reduce air pollution by absorbing pollutants. Trees are natural air filters, absorbing pollutants like nitrogen dioxide, ozone, and carbon monoxide from the air. They also absorb particulate matter, which is a mixture of solid particles and liquid droplets found in the air. Trees can reduce air pollution by up to 60%, and they also help to reduce ground-level ozone, which is a major component of smog. Trees also help to reduce the amount of dust and pollen in the air, which can help to reduce allergies and asthma. Trees also help to reduce noise pollution by absorbing sound waves, and they can also help to reduce the urban heat island effect, which is caused by the concentration of heat in urban areas. Trees also help to reduce air pollution by releasing oxygen into the atmosphere. Trees absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and use it to produce oxygen through photosynthesis. This process helps to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which is a major contributor to global warming. Trees also help to reduce air pollution by trapping dust and other particles in their leaves, which helps to reduce the amount of particulate matter in the air. Trees can also help to reduce air pollution by providing shade. Trees provide shade from the sun, which helps to reduce the amount of heat in the air. This can help to reduce the amount of ozone in the air, which is a major component of smog. Trees also help to reduce air pollution by providing windbreaks, which can help to reduce the amount of dust and other particles in the air. Main idea number 17. Trees can be used to reduce soil erosion. Trees can help to reduce soil erosion by stabilizing the soil. Trees are an important part of the natural environment, and they can play a key role in reducing soil erosion. Trees act as a barrier to wind and water, slowing down the flow of water and preventing it from carrying away soil particles. The roots of trees also help to hold the soil in place, preventing it from being washed away. In addition, trees can help to increase the amount of organic matter in the soil, which helps to improve its structure and make it more resistant to erosion. Trees also help to reduce the amount of runoff from rain and snow, which can carry away soil particles. The leaves of trees act as a sponge, absorbing water and slowing down the flow of runoff. The roots of trees also help to absorb water, reducing the amount of runoff and helping to keep the soil in place. In addition, trees can help to increase the amount of organic matter in the soil, which helps to improve its structure and make it more resistant to erosion. Trees can also help to reduce the amount of sediment that is carried away by water. The leaves of trees act as a filter, trapping sediment particles and preventing them from being washed away. The roots of trees also help to hold the soil in place, preventing it from being washed away. In addition, trees can help to increase the amount of organic matter in the soil, which helps to improve its structure and make it more resistant to erosion. Main idea number 18. Trees can be used to reduce noise pollution. Trees can help to reduce noise pollution by absorbing sound waves. Trees are natural sound absorbers, and they can help to reduce noise pollution in urban areas. Trees absorb sound waves, which reduces the amount of noise that reaches people living in the area. Trees also act as a physical barrier, blocking sound waves from traveling long distances. Additionally, trees can help to reduce noise pollution by providing a natural soundscape, which can help to mask the sound of traffic and other sources of noise. By planting trees in urban areas, we can help to reduce noise pollution and create a more peaceful environment. Trees can also help to reduce noise pollution by providing a habitat for birds and other wildlife. Birdsong can help to mask the sound of traffic and other sources of noise, creating a more peaceful environment. Additionally, trees can provide a refuge for birds and other wildlife, which can help to reduce the amount of noise they make. By planting trees in urban areas, we can help to create a more peaceful environment and reduce noise pollution. Main idea number 19. Trees can be used to create shade. Trees can provide shade and help to reduce the effects of heat. Trees are an important part of the environment, providing shade, oxygen, and habitat for wildlife. Trees can be used to create shade in a variety of ways. Planting trees in strategic locations can help to reduce the amount of direct sunlight that reaches a particular area. This can help to reduce the temperature of the area, making it more comfortable for people and animals. Trees can also be used to create shade in areas where there is no natural shade, such as a playground or a park. Planting trees in these areas can help to reduce the amount of direct sunlight and create a more comfortable environment for people and animals. In addition to providing shade, trees can also help to reduce the effects of heat. Trees can act as a natural air conditioner, cooling the air around them by releasing water vapor into the atmosphere. This can help to reduce the temperature of the area, making it more comfortable for people and animals. Trees can also help to reduce the amount of heat that is reflected off of surfaces, such as buildings and pavement. This can help to reduce the amount of heat that is absorbed by the area, making it more comfortable for people and animals. Trees can be a great way to create shade and reduce the effects of heat. Planting trees in strategic locations can help to reduce the amount of direct sunlight that reaches a particular area, as well as reduce the amount of heat that is reflected off of surfaces. Trees can also act as a natural air conditioner, cooling the air around them by releasing water vapor into the atmosphere. By using trees to create shade, people and animals can enjoy a more comfortable environment. Main idea number 20. Trees can be used to create habitats. Trees can provide habitats for a variety of species and can help to protect biodiversity. Trees are essential for creating habitats for a variety of species. They provide food, shelter, and protection from predators. Trees also help to maintain the balance of the ecosystem by providing a home for many different species. By providing a habitat for a variety of species, trees help to protect biodiversity. Trees also help to regulate the climate by providing shade and cooling the air. In addition, trees help to reduce air pollution by absorbing carbon dioxide and other pollutants. Trees also provide a habitat for birds, insects, and other animals. They provide food and shelter for these animals, and can help to create a safe and healthy environment for them to live in. Trees also provide a habitat for plants, which can help to increase the diversity of the ecosystem. By providing a habitat for a variety of species, trees can help to protect biodiversity and create a healthy and balanced ecosystem. Trees can also help to reduce soil erosion and improve water quality. Trees help to reduce runoff and absorb water, which can help to reduce flooding and improve water quality. Trees also help to reduce soil erosion by providing a barrier between the soil and the water. By providing a habitat for a variety of species, trees can help to protect biodiversity and create a healthy and balanced ecosystem.